Need quick funding for your farming operation? Get up to $1 million in just 5 minutes with AgCenter financing. Visit our website today to learn more and get started. That's fast, easy financing for your farm in just a click of a button. Contact the AgCenter today.
Hi, Sean Haynes, the Ag Center, giving a weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Dairy prices moved up again this week for a number of reasons, mostly for three reasons that I can walk through. Is one, cream volumes have been pushing into the butter side, and milk production on the cheese side has been pushing up all the new plant capacity and the increase in cows. You know, cows year over year, about 189,000 head across the U.S. But all of that's been offset by the fact that we're continuing to move that product despite the fact. And when you look at the weakening of the U.S. dollar a little bit, you've got constraints in the EU for making butter, given the fact that the world has an increased demand for butter, and the U.S. coming out this week and saying, hey, they're going to buy $142 million worth of dairy products, half of which is going to be butter. Those have really pushed the price up in the past week or so on both the futures market and the expected cash market going forward. I think, you know, if that all holds still, you're looking at April milk prices in the $18 range, and then that shows the 6 month average right now about $16.95, just about close to $17. Most guys again be making money at that, given the fact that feed prices have stayed so low and the beef price that they're getting for cull cows and for the calves has been so high. So we'll let you know how much that's gonna go, but really looking at a lot of just a lot of outflow. Demand for the product stayed good. We're still priced well and competitively against the world markets here in the United States. As long as that all holds in place, we're going to continue to sell milk, and that's going to continue to keep these prices high. So as long as that holds up, you know, pray for that, and we'll see some better prices come this summer. On the backside, production is up, you know, year over year, about 3.9 to 4.2%, either, you know, the U.S. or the California volumes. California volumes really have come up because we're not seeing the bird flu that we had the same time last year. We're clear for that, and the herd has continued to expand. I still, again, think the herd expansion is really due to keeping cows longer in lactation, not really having more cows, given the fact that the heifer herd continues to shrink, eighth consecutive year. All that being said, beef prices continue to stay high, $15.25 for cross calves, $9.25 for Holstein bull calves, and $9.75 for Jersey beef cross calves. Sales continue to stay high in that 560 to 580 range. We have another sale coming up this week at Overland. That usually resets the calf price if there's a change there. Not a lot of cattle in the United States available. Demand continues to stay strong with the consumer side. And the demand is going to pick up again seasonally as we come into the grilling season. You're seeing the U.S. government kind of bringing some cattle from Argentina and then dropping tariffs in Brazil to try to help alleviate some of the constraint we have on the ground beef side. But despite all that fact, there's just a scarcity of cattle, an excess of bunk space, and the price continues to stay high for that. We've got some almond prices moved up about 5 to 7 cents this week, about 255 to 257 on nonpareils, and up to about 240 on cows. That movement up in price, you know, due to two things. With January report came out showing really good volumes of nut sales moving out compared to prior years. Also, you know, diminishing supplies as far as carry over goes, as well as all the weather concerns for bloom. We've got to hear a lot of rain, a lot of cold weather kind of keeping the bees in their hives, as well as knocking some of the bloom off. And that came at the right time as far as the bloom being out and rain hating it. And that's caused a lot of concern about there being availability of nuts for the 2026 crop, as far as having pollination rates be high and not having drop off later on. Walnut prices, give a quick update on that. Walnut prices, really good volume of walnuts coming in this year, you know, kind of a record crop on a per acre basis, a little higher than people were expected. We were seeing about $1 per pound on most the Hartleys, and what have you, and that's fallen off about 20 cents. We're looking at about 80 to 85 cents, 75 cents for most of the nuts the guys are selling. Still break even range for most folks, especially on the newer plantings. Older plantings would be a loss at that rate, but at least it hasn't been a kind of fall apart on that market. Demand stays high, tariffs are coming off a little bit for some of the countries that we typically sell that product too. That's helped kind of keep them moving, and it's also kind of removal of all these acreage of the past few years coming out. And then last but not least, a lot of water coming in the Sierra, huge snowfall, 8 to 10 foot in some spots. We were sitting about 54%, I think, snowpack, 120% reservoir capacity, which means we had plenty of water for this year, but 2027 was going to be a concern. Hopefully this snow has come in, added enough snowpack to kind of get us caught back up to close to normal or above normal, meaning that 27 is more in the book. We'll give more reporting on that when we got it out. But that's what we got this week for the ag commodities. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.